Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to I See You Live. Welcome back to episode 5 of this season, this elongated season that's going on. So this episode is talking about the cultural differences. What more do I really need to explain about cultural differences that goes on? I'm still going to explain it anyway, because it's something that impacts us as a country and even our individuality too, and it's within the Christian community. So the first part I wanted to talk about, something very interesting happened to me a few days ago. And what happened was this. Okay, so I was just out there chilling and talking to this dude and everything like that, and this dude concluded basically that I wasn't saved because I don't speak in tongues, pretty much, and that's a part of, you know, being saved is saying because you speak in tongues and everything. That's how you had the Holy Spirit. That's how you know you had that Holy Spirit within you. And this is part of the cultural difference. This is part of things that happens in within Christian community. For those on the outside that say all religions are the same, it's very different in that way. Maybe the premise of it is the same. You do good, do bad, whatever. But it's very different. So this is what happens in the Christian community. A lot of different versions and different ways there are to get saved. A lot of people say you just need to believe in Christians. Some say you need to be speaking in tongues. You know, to be saved. Some people, some churches will say that, okay, you need something else. I don't know. But that's how the denominations kind of derive from. Some say you can lose your salvation and everything. So that's where the different dynamics come together. So, now listening, a lot of this is, I heard this before. I heard it a lot of times and everything. But it just, you know, kind of made me upset because this dude came to this conclusion within like 20 minutes of knowing me. You know what I'm saying? And that's really ungodlike. You know, so I kept him on high and everything. And I was like, all right, this dude. So what I did was this time, because in the past, you know, usually I jump on, but that's not always Christian-like as well. And it's hard to talk to these type of people anyway about the word of God. And because, of course, they believe that they're right. You believe that you're right and it's going to be a stalemate, whatever. So hence this discussion about culture on differences. So let's go into this thing about him being, not me being saved. So some churches, I think it's the Pentecostal and maybe Episcopal churches that believe that it should say, that you say when you speak in tongues and everything. And of course, that is a gift from God, but that's not the end all be all. That does not indicate who's saved and who's not. Reason being, several examples like that. First of all, of course, you know the thief on the cross never got saved right on the cross. Never spoken the tongues a day in his life and passing away. Now, this is the other thing. They say that's how you recognize who the Holy Spirit is. So, we're going to do this. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. This talks about where a guy, so the disciples are coming in and they're talking and everything like that. So this is when the church kind of comes together and all this stuff. So we're going to start at verse 37. It says, now when they heard this, they were cut to the earth and said to Peter and the rest of the Paul's brothers, what shall we do? And Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So you basically receive the Holy Spirit at this point. This has nothing to do with tongues or anything like that. This is just about receiving the Holy Spirit. And what happens is that, what happens is the fact that Jesus, and I think I cut this show a little too short. I see the time, but I'm sorry. So what happens is this, is that people believe that certain things are right and wrong, and because of their own interpretation of the word And some people believe that things are one way and not the other of these things. And people's own interpretation get in the way of what the Word really says or what the Bible really says. You know, this has nothing to do with tongues or anything like that, but the basis is Jesus Christ. Now, once you get baptized, once you say in the Holy Ghost and everything, that's what you get the Holy Ghost from, is because you're baptized. And for them to say, for him to say something like that to me, that's kind of like, I just left it alone. I was just like, fine, whatever. Left it alone, and I started thinking about, you know, when I evangelize and just go out there and talk to people and everything and see how I came across. At times, I did come across like that. So it's a good eye-opening, too. So that's one of the reasons why I didn't say anything. And then some other things, he did say some good things, too, in the midst. But overall, the message I got was very confrontation of how he came around because of what was being said. Don't be so judgmental when you meet people. It's to be at peace. Talk to people. Get to know one another. He was even talking about that, but he didn't know me. Sure enough, made some accusations about me that he didn't know about. So let's hop into the next topic really quick. You know, I mess up on this show. I only do 15 minutes on this show. Well, let's hop into the next topic about this, but we could do this really quick. You get a quick word, condensed time, and that's all right. That's fine. Okay, this ethics of Christianity is like, there's a second part, it's about the ethics part. The ethics of, ethics. It's something else that's in there. You got the black, you got your white, you got your Asians and everything like that. Each one worships differently, talks differently, delivers a message differently, emphasizes on things differently inside of speech. And there's nothing wrong with that. The thing is, it just needs to be, right on point with the Word of God. Before we get into that, I would like to play a song right quick, though. And we're going to finish up even on the first part, though. But we're going to come back and talk about the ethnics inside church community. This is Praise Bone, Let's Live. I'm going to get right back into that.
I look at my life and I realize I don't want to let go.
No.
I'm trying to survive, I don't want to die. I'm searching the best road. Never playing myself, I'm playing with death. Nigga, y'all better wake up to living and appreciate the life you're giving. Oh, no, I don't want to go. Now, man, there's too many things a nigga got playing, so much to understand. Still so many goals for me to achieve it. Can't believe it. It's rough, but still, that ain't the reason to stop me breathing. They ask if a nigga was scared to pass away, and I'm telling them, hell yeah, I can't hug my babies. If I drift and slip and hate it, it's crazy. Niggas be killing me, taking their ready to die.
You ready to die?
I'm ready to live, nigga. Grow up with my kids, nigga. Ain't taking no chances on no afterlife. Because it's only death afterlife. So I'll be spending my time trying to stay alive. If I gotta live and let die, let die.
Let's live.
We got to keep going.
Come on, let's live.
Trying to stay, got to stay alive. Everybody, what's that sound? I'm gonna be the heat that buck 'em on down.
Come on,
let's live.
let's live.
Know everybody wanna go to heaven, but nobody wanna die. And that don't make sense, but let me tell you that I know of a place where we can go and just chill. For real. No more crime, no more strain, no more dying, no more pain, no more wasting our lives away. Got to pray every day. And if you fall short around, and everything's gonna be alright, just keep your eyes on your prize, and maybe you'll make it up out of this life. We all die so young, victims of the gun, of poverty, the harmony is getting amongst us. My nigga, you ready to end it, partner, speak for yourself. I'm down with life and everything else, to hell with death.
Welcome back. You know what? It's funny that I got that song. I didn't know they used the N-word so much in it, but, you know, normally people always got something to say about anything and everything anyway, but the message behind the song anyway is pretty good. So that's why I put it on there. You know, people can say what they say, man, but still at the same time, they say some of them may go and see a movie that's full of cussing and whatnot or things that hang around. People like, man, it is what it is. You know, but to summarize, what about Dude and everything like that? I saw Dude again, but we didn't speak on those type of levels just yet. But what the reality of it is that we're constantly attacking one another, and we live in the same body of Christ, and we're fighting and tussling one another, not making any progression. And this is what the outside looking and looks like. You know, just think about this. Think about this. I don't know if you ever thought about this. If you never grew up in the church community, just place yourself for a moment outside the church community and everything. You're trying to look for a church. You know, you go down the street, you may see the Lutheran, you may see the Seventh-day Adventist, the Baptist, then you see a Pentecostal, Episcopal, AME, and then you got another type of mess. You got the Christian Sciences. You go all down somewhere and you see all these things, you're like, which one is right? But each one of them saying they're right, and each one of them saying, okay, we do the same thing, but we do it this way. That's how we do it. Doesn't that sound confusing? Doesn't that cause more chaos than unity? That's what it seems like to me, and that's what exactly that it does. Now, the basis should be Jesus Christ. The basis should not be a section in the Bible in Acts. It should not be a section in the Bible, in the Old Testament. It should not just be the New Testament or anything like that. It's the basis is Christ. So why is there so much confusion, pretty much? That's what it is. That's how I see it, because, you know, you're like, somebody be like, well, I don't know which one to choose. That's why they go to the other ones, like Islam and Buddha, because it's one thing. Christianity, you got Jehovah's Witnesses and everything. So, I mean, it's crazy. It really is crazy. So back to the church ethics and everything like that, to summarize this thing up about, you know, the differences inside church and I shared my experience, too, about some things about evangelism. I think I shared this one time on the show a long time ago. Can't remember when. But at a point, something like evangelize, how evangelize, you know, to black people, white people, whatever, whomever, you know, the most difficult people to talk to were the white people to talk to. As being a black male, everything seemed like, for some reason, They just didn't believe what I was saying. You know, they always come down in our neck of the woods and try to talk to us about it, but it was like unacceptable for us to talk to them about Christ. You know, some of them would just walk away literally with their heads up, you know, heads turned up and everything. I was like, wow, I never saw that before. But you see a difference between the type of Christians and everything. We all serve one God, but, you know, the thing is that we're out to reach people anyway. And it's good that there's cultural differences. I mean, because we're out to reach people and be a part of the body of Christ and everything, but we should not be at odds with one another. And what brings us at odds with one another is the politics. Politics is a big thing in church. I mean, it's a big thing in the Bible, how they thought Jesus was going to overthrow the Roman government and everything like that. And so politics plays a big part. So you notice something. If you grew up in a church, you kind of know going on. A lot of people, if you grew up in a black church, you pretty much voted for Barack Obama in a way. And pretty much the white church probably tried to vote for Mitt Romney back in the day. I mean, because of the way your upbringing, your atmosphere, your environment, who you're reaching, and race plays into it as well. So the first black president can't give up on that. But then you got now Trump in there and everything. I heard we had Falwell endorse. I'm pretty sure there's many others that endorse him too. Like that, it's just almost like I'm going to support him for what? Because it's a sticky situation no matter what. I mean, politics is a sticky situation when it involves your religion. You're not going to get a perfect candidate to do anything because, I mean, nobody's perfect. I mean, nobody's going to directly align themselves with the Word of God with these candidates up here. You don't know the true intentions. People say whatever they want to say and just to get what they want to get anyway. But church and politics has always been a sticky situation. You know, like, oh, you going to endorse him? Oh, you going to do that? Endorse him? He's a bad person. Well, you're not that great yourself. To be honest. So that kind of puts churches at odds. I had a co-worker of mine was surprised that I wasn't a conservative Republican because of my religion. I'm like, no. I mean, you do have your black people that are conservative Republican, like Ben Carson for things that are in religion, but a lot of us are still Democrats or some. Not to say I'm either one, figure it out, but what I'm saying is this, is that people tend to follow with their party or what they lead, because you always hear that the Republicans are conservative Christians and they really put their faith in all that type of stuff, but you see that type of rhetoric that comes out that brings more animosity out. They were seeming more vicious than ever and everything, but that's the thing that also tears the culture apart in the Christian community. Certain things we just do not agree on, and that politics is one, sometimes race is one. That's why there's a lot of different churches and everything, and even the Bible message itself we don't agree on, like just totally disagree. I'm gonna get into the other song, like I'll be kicked out of church, I'll play these songs up in church name, but listen to the messages of them. Listen to the messages of these songs and everything like that. That's what Christ was about, pretty much. Christ was about the people and everything. And a lot of these songs that I do play on hand, they may not be directly Christian, and some of them do have, I mean, but I mean, the message is there. It may not come as behind a pulpit with the preacher in the suit, but the message is there. I'm gonna play this other song like crazy, then we're gonna hop right back into a closing. And then we see y'all next week. So this is Crazy Bones Love Lockdown. Lockdown Love.
This is dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown. Juveniles on lockdown. Women that's on lockdown. This is dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown. Juveniles on lockdown. Women that's on lockdown. Hey, young girl. It seems you got yourself in a serious situation. This incarceration. Come up an unloved youngster in the city. Well, mama and daddy got all day and never listen. Now you're drifting away. And throwing all of your ambitions away. Don't throw it all away. You're not a name, you're just a number. Feeling like don't nobody love ya. Wanna hug ya to stop ya from going under. I know sometimes that we may praise this life, But I'm here to tell you that we all paid the price. So move on, and don't believe everything you be hearing on them songs. Cause sometimes the devil can get in there and steer you wrong. Dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown. This is dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown. This is dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown. This is dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown.
Now this was for my ghetto queens in the summer, convicted now with criminals, caged up like animals. These real women stuck in this wicked prison system. Look how you're living, you should be home raising your children.
But you're messing with that sucker to get you hooked on bond. Boots doing crime, then he shoot, blew your mind.
Now daylight come, but you can't go home. And all over the world, it's the same old song, same song.
Dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown. This is dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown. Dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown. This is dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown.
Now this was for my partners doing their time in a pen, doing 5 with a 10, tail a 25 with an L. Never coming home no more. End up your life, your life, your life, your life. Finish, guess you paid the price. Can't love your wife, you can't even kiss your kids and tell them you love them. Won't be there to cover them. And nothing is worse than being in the whip and your loved ones. I feel you how you feel it. So I gotta take the time to drop a line. I gotta take the time to let you shine.
Dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown. This is dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown. This is dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown. This is dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown. This is dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown. Dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown. This is dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown. This is dedicated to my partners that's on lockdown, juveniles on lockdown, women that's on lockdown.
Man, that was crazy. But once again, man, that was an excellent song, man. That whole album is good on there, man. They made some really good music on there, talking about some really relevant issues that goes on in life, man. And that's what it's about, man. That's what this whole thing is about. The whole thing is walk with God, is walk on this earth, man. It's about making changes and differences in your life and in others. And what separates us from the people that try to do it like that and them is following Christ while doing it. What would Jesus do is not just something on a wristband or a slogan. It's actually a way of life. And you got to live it that way. You know, it's not all the time you're going to do it. It's not all the time you're going to be on the path, man, because we slip off, we fall, come back on, and everything. The Bible even talks about that stuff. Man, just repent from your sins. I mean, just turn away from it and come right back. Get back on track with everything, man, because the real deal is that it's you. Who knows? You could be the one that could change this world. You could be the one to change the people in your lives, your family, your mother, father, brother, sister, uncle, whomever, grandma, and all these type of people. And it doesn't matter where you come from or anything. The basis is Jesus Christ. The foundation is Jesus Christ. You know, you start talking all that divisive rhetoric on there, you're going to come up with some animosity, some anger, and everything. And that's the truth. That's the truth. See how Christ came Christ came in a way. Yeah, he said he came to separate and they mother and all these type of things and came with a sword and everything like that. But truly, he was one. He came out of love. Two, he came. See if you're gonna put him first. And three, it was about unity. It's about the body of Christ, because remember, the disciples were going to stop these people who were preaching a word that wasn't part of them. Jesus said, no, just let them go ahead and preach it. If it's not about, I mean, if it's the word, let it be the word. You know, just because we're not preaching it over there doesn't mean it's not real. So Jesus understood what was going on and everything. We still had the same thing today. Oh, they're preaching that over there. They can't be doing that, they're not right. Or he didn't go to seminary, he can't be preaching, he possibly can't be preaching the right word. I mean, yeah, the word is simple. If we waited till everybody got degrees and the seminary and all that type of stuff, we'll be one jacked up religion. We do a lot of Pharisee type things. We put a lot of extra things on people that don't need to be there. And what happens is, you lose focus of who God is and what God put you on this earth for. You're here to iron sharpens iron. You're here to preach. You're here to make this, like, go out, do it where you're here to live at peace. You're here to do these type of things. You're here to everything. Not to put your own people in bondage. You're not here to do that. I don't understand that or why we do that. We become so wicked so quickly and so easily, and it's always with the starts off with the intention of good. Like, I did this for the good, but do you see the craziness that you brought upon the people because of good intentions? They're not even good anymore. Just thinking, just look, just listen to me about this stuff. All these things about safety and all this type of stuff. Notice your freedoms are being taken. They're trying to fight the terrorists, saying they're infringing on our freedoms. No, it's the government and all these other people infringing on our freedoms. You notice when you start searching stuff now, it just starts popping up on the sidebar and everything like that, because they're watching what you looking at on the internet and everything. Same thing in face recognition software, seeing that type of stuff. So even all these types of things they advertise, they just pinging in their freedom because it's all about safety. I digress from my original topic, though. But you need to understand of the dynamics of these things. And these are real issues that create so much divisiveness inside the church, inside families, inside so many things, and the needs to get a grip on it. Because in the end, look, we in all this together. You know, when it boils down to it, are you going to stand with your political party or with Christ? When it boils down to, are you going to stand with your race or Christ? Are you going to stand with your church or Christ? You got to make a decision on this type of stuff. I bet you if Jesus Christ was here today, so many people would not follow him. So many people would hate him. The church, just like back then, the church hated him, the church would hate him even more now. It's a good thing he showed up when he did show up. The people would hate him even more now because of what he stood for. You know, he's a rebel, he's a loose cannon. That's because Jesus did not go by their rules. That's exactly why. They didn't like him because he didn't conform. And that's why he was a rebel like that. But until next time, episode 6, we're going to get into some more stuff, some more good stuff. So just hit me up on Facebook, whatever. You got any questions, everything, listen to these, download these, share these, whatever. You know what I mean? It's about sharing the word and everything. I do things a little different. That's fine. But just do it. Just do it anyway. So until next time, I see you live. So we're going to be out. So everybody have a blessed week, blessed day, last night, whatever. Hope this was a message that was good to you in your time of need. So until we go, all right, next week. Bye, y'all. Be blessed.